We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chavyakon the Pirchos Eliyahu. We're in Tzmura Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, the final Mishnah of the Masechta. Kol HaKodshim Shenishchatu Chutz Lizmanon VeChutz Limkomon Harei Elu Yisarfu. We continue with the list of those items that are asur for and must be burnt. All karbanos that were shech de chutz lizmanon. That means where there was a machshav of the Kohen to eat as he did the shechita, let's say, or one of the other avodos, with in mind to eat from the meat or to be maktir the emurim, to burn the fats on the mizbech after the fixed time of eating or after beyond the fixed time of haktara. So we know that this is a classic example of pigul. And what happens to the pigul? It's usur, there's a chiv karis if you eat it. And what are you supposed to do with it? We're supposed to burn it. That's true for chutzlim koman as well. They were shechted al manas with in mind to eat from the basar or burn the emurim outside of the place where they're supposed to be eaten or burnt. So that becomes not pigul, but that becomes pasul, and that must be burnt as well. Hare elu yisarfu. Based on the pasuk, v'chol chatas asher yuva midama elo moed l'chaper pakodesh lo se'achel ba'esh tisareif. So the drasha works like this. V'chol bakodesh ba'esh tisareif. We kind of take a few of the words that are necessary. V'chol chatas ta-ta-ta-ta-ta ba'kodesh lo se'achel. So we take the words v'chol and ba'kodesh, and it says ba'esh tisareif. That comes to teach us all psum bakodesh. Anything that becomes pasul in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the halacha is that they must be burnt. So that's chutz limkomo, chutz lizmano, and it's true for nosar and tameh, but there the Torah says explicitly, v'hanosar mi besar hazevach b'yom hashalishi b'eishi soreif. So that's nosar, it says explicitly supposed to be burnt. And v'habasar hashi'igah b'chol tameh lo ye'achel b'eishi soreif. Regarding tumah, the Torah says explicitly. So this is not only applies to nosar and tummy, which are written explicitly, but pigul and psulim in general must be burnt as well. Ul psuli hamikdash and mar b'sreifa, even the Torah only mentions it by tummy and by nosar. Gemara Gemirila, we have a Kabbalah, we have a tradition that that's true. All psulim hamikdashin are going to be burnt. Then the Mishnah says, Asham Talui. Asham Talui is the one of the five Ashamos, but Talui, this it's a held in abeyance. This is where someone has a suffek whether he's chayav to bring a korban chatas at all, so he's able to protect himself, can't bring a chatas just because, just to be safe, because you can't bring chulin into the azar. It's not chayav korban chatas, then you bring chulin into the azar. That's not allowed. It's not real a real korban. So what do? You bring an Asham Talui. This Asham Talui protects you. If you find out you actually did the Avera B'Shogi, so then you have to bring Karban Chatas. But you still besafek, this protects you, the Asham Talui. So what do we do with an Asham Talui? Where what? We find out before the Zrika, let's say before you did the Zrika of the Asham Talui. You find it, he didn't really sin at all. So there's no need for a Karban Chatas, no need for this Asham Talui. What do? You Yisareif. We burn this. This is no different than a Zevach Pasul, must be burnt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I disagree. Yikaver, we'll explain Rabbi Yehuda's opinion why the Asham Talui must be buried and not burnt. Then the Mishnah says, Chatas Sa'of Abala Safek. Someone who's bringing a chata sa'of, a sin offering of a bird, which is brought on a suffix. Where would there be such a carbon? So let's say you have a woman who miscarried, and it's not clear whether this was really a child or not a child. So if she really gave birth to a child, so a woman has to bring a carbon after she gives birth. That's the birds of a yoledes. So she has to bring a chata sa'of, but here is a chata sa'of only on a suffix. And the halacha is that such a chatas cannot be eaten because the possibility is there's not a real chatas at all. It's normally eaten by the Kohanim, but it's there was no vlad at all. And what have you done to this bird? Well, if she's really not chayav a carbon chatas, what did the Kohen do? He did malika with his thumb on the back of the neck on a chulin animal. An animal is not kodesh at all. What's the halacha there? It's an nevela. So that's why you can't eat this chatas. Because what do you mean? If it's there's no sin, then it's a chulin alma. No? It's a chulin alma, it's a nevela. You didn't do this, not didn't have a proper shchita. So a chata sa'of that was brought al on a suffek, which now had malika done, but you can't eat it because maybe you're not chayv a carbon chatas, and therefore this is a would be a nevela. Tisa reif, this should be burnt like other kachin. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this as well. He asham taloi. We said yisareif. The chachamim said yisareif. He said yikaver. And chata sa'of. Tanakhama says tisareif. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no yati leno la'ama. This you don't even have to bury. What you could do, so there's a pool of water in the Beis HaMikdash itself, then eventually goes out under the ground to Nachal Kidron. So he says, throw that bird into the yama, into the pool of water, because the oaf for the bird is very soft. It's going to dissolve pretty much as it goes through the flows through the water. And what's that based on? Why should I not burn it? So Rabbi Yehuda learns from the following pasuk. It says, "Visarafta es hanosar ba'esh ki kodesh." Who ki kodesh who? Visarafta es hanosar ba'esh shmos chavtes. Ki kodesh hu. What does Rabbi Yehuda learn from here? Hu bisreifa. The nosar is bisreifa. Nosar is burnt in the fire. That obviously comes to tell me that implies that something is not burnt in the fire. Ki kodesh hu. That is kodesh. That must be burnt. Velo chata sofa asham tali bisreifa. So that is the source not only of the asham of the bird, but that's the source of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha by asham tali. So asham tali is buried, not burnt, and chata sof that's brought on a suffek also, just like asham tali. This is the case of suffek. Must not according to Rabbi Yehuda is thrown into the ama, into the water, and not burnt. Why? Based on this pasuk, that seems to imply that no sir is burnt, but other things are not. What's not burnt? Asham tali and chatasof. Kol anisraf in the Mishnah then says, lo yikavru. All those items that we said must be burnt should not be buried. Why? Because if you bury them, someone might find them and may eat them. So they're still around. Better to burn them. And then, more interestingly, and all of those items that we say should be buried should not be burnt. Now, one would have thought, why not? This is what are you concerned with? Better to burn them. It's just you being machmir. So the answer is no. Because all of those items that are buried, the afer, the ashes, are actually asra bahana. There's a stringency that nigbarim have. The afer, their ashes are asra bahana. And those that are burnt, the afer is mutra bahana. So what happens is, if you're going to burn the nigbarim, you're going to have the ashes around, and you may end up using them. But those would be asra bahana. And therefore, kol hanigbarim, those which need to be buried, lo yisrofu, should not be burnt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ratza lahachmir al atzmo, lisrof has hanigbarim, rashai. No, I think you could, if you want to be machmir, fine. Those things that must be buried, buried is a more of a leniency. So you want to burn them, you can be machmir. Amrulo, chacham zed Rabbi Yehuda, no, ein mato l'shanos. No, you can't change. You think it's a chumra to burn them, you know, that may be a chumra, overbearing them, but now you're going to be making with their afer, because the afer on Esrafim is maybe mutar bahana, but the afer on Ikbarim is asr bahana. Slik maseches tmura. We begin maseches krisos, the prohibition of kares for many areas of halacha. We'll see the two mitzos asei, bris milah and karban pesach, are two mitzvahs asei, where there's going to be the sort of kares. What is kares? According to the Rambam, kares seems to be that someone is cut off from Olam Haba. Others claim maybe premature death. Different explanation of what kares is. The first Mishnah is very lengthy, so we're not going to go through all the proof texts for all of the areas of halacha where, or averos for which a person gets kares. We're going to list them. Many of them we will see in the Masechta as well. There are 36 of them, so we'll go through them rather quickly, just list them, and hopefully throughout the Masechta we will learn them in greater detail. Shloshim vashesh kresos batora. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. There are 36 kresos, 36 cases of kares in the Torah. Number one, habala aim. Person has relations with his mother. Valeshes ha'av. With his father's wife, even if that's not his mother. Valakala. With his daughter-in-law. Haba ala zachor. Man who has relations with another man. Vala behema, or with an animal. Visha mevi'a behema alea, a woman of bestiality where the woman brings the male animal upon herself. Haba alisho vita, man who has relations with a woman and her daughter. meaning he's having relation. He's living with his wife is permitted, but then he has relations with his wife's daughter. That would be true even if it's not his daughter. It could be from another man, his wife's granddaughter, even from another man, his wife's mother, because that's also Isha Obita, his wife's grandmother, Isha Obita as well, and even with one's own daughter, and that could be from a woman who is not his wife. It's still his daughter, even though he may not have been married to this woman. That is out of wedlock. Nonetheless, that's considered his daughter for the purposes of Isha Ubita. Then the Mishnah says, Va'al Eshesish. So this is actually number 8 on the list of 36. A man has relations with a married woman. Habala Choso, a person who has relations with his sister, Valachos Aviv, or with his father's sister, Valachos Imo, his mother's sister, Valachos Ishto, his wife's sister, Val Eshes Achiv, or his brother's wife, Val Eshes Achei Aviv, or with his father's brother's wife, Val Hanida, having relations with Anida as well, although that will not produce a mamzer, Hamegadev, one who blasphemes, we'll discuss that, Vomed Avodazara, Vahanosin Mizaru Lamolech, a person who gives his children over to Molech, that we discussed in Maseches Sanhedrin a little bit, not necessarily Avodah Zarah, the ritual of Molech, Ubal Ov, a person who practices Ov, that's where speaking the future, maybe through the armpit, different explanations for Ov is, we did that in Sanhedrin, HaMachalas HaShabbos, it's also another Kares, that's actually number 20 on the list, V'tamei Sha'achas HaKodesh, person who's Tamei, who ate Kachim, the meat of a Korban, is Chayiv Kares, V'habal HaMikdash Tamei, and just the base of Mikdash when he's Tamei, V'hochel Chelev, Chelev is the forbidden fat from the back of the animal, V'dam, one who eats the blood of an animal, Nosar, we mentioned Nosar very recently, Pigul, HaShochet V'hamala B'chutz, a person who slaughters a Korban and burns it outside the base of Mikdash, Hochel Chameis B'Pesach, we know that's a Chiv Kares, Vaochel Vosa Malacha Yom Kippurim, either eating on Yom Kippur or doing Malach on Yom Kippur, is the Chiv Kares, Hamefate Mes Hashem, and a person who makes the anointing oil for his own use, not for the Beis HaMikdash. We had, there was the Shemen HaMishcha, special anointing oil, which was olive oil with other different, other spices together, and Moshe was able to anoint the Mishkan and all of the Kalim and the Kohanim. So this oil was very special, also used later on for Kohanim Gedolim and for Malchei Beis David as well. So a person who makes that blend of oil with the spices together, exactly the way it was done by Moshe, same ingredients and the same measure, is going to be Chayiv Kares. Psukim, we have Psukim for all of these, halachos. Then that is Mefatim es Hashem. Mefatim es Ktoris. The same idea with the Ktoris. A person who makes Ktoris, in Pashas Kisisa, makes the Ktoris for his own use. The same thing, having the mixture of the 11 spices all together. If you make that mixture, the same spices, same proportion, same measure, so he's going to be Chayiv Kares. Vehasach b'shemen ha-mishcha, a person who anoints himself with the Shem, or someone else with the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe had made, that very Shemen HaMishcha itself, that which seemed to be around throughout the generations. HaPesach VaHamila, then 35 and 36. Pesach and Mila, which are mitzvahs asei, positive, commands a person who fails to bring the Korban Pesach, or a person who fails to do the mitzvah of Bris Mila, complicated when exactly that would take effect. But nonetheless, those are the 36. Just one point before we conclude. In many of these cases, take Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. So these are examples where, although there is kares, that's kares when there is no warning. But if there was proper warning with two witnesses, so there's not going to be kares. There'll be Mises based in Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos, there's going to be Skila. And in many other cases as well. Yom Kippur, let's say. So Yom Kippur, there's only kares. If you warn, perhaps you could get Malkos instead of the kares. But in many of the cases, there is a Misas based in as well. There may be Chenek if you're warned. If you're not warned, there'll be Kares. Many of these cases, there will be Misas based in if, in fact, there's a proper warning.